Welcome to episode 1062 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. As we said yesterday, throughout the month of December, our focus has been on the notion of being highly favored. And today, on the last day of the month and the year, we will continue to explore this theme. Yesterday's episode explored the concept of being highly favored, as demonstrated in the Christmas story, showcasing how God's grace and purpose touched the lives of key figures. From Mary, who humbly accepted her role as the mother of Jesus, to Joseph, the shepherds, and the wise men, each person experienced God's favor in unique ways. Their stories highlight themes of obedience, faith, and participation in God's redemptive plan. But it is important to recognize that God's favor is not limited to those in the biblical narrative, but extends to all believers through the gift of Jesus Christ. Christmas is a reminder that we are adopted as God's children, recipients of His peace, joy, and salvation. This favor, unearned and freely given, calls us to live with gratitude and purpose, sharing His love and good news with others. As the month and year draw to a close, we invite you to recognize your own place in God's story. Just as Mary, Joseph, and others were called to specific roles, so too are we invited into His redemptive plan. The Christmas message, centered on Jesus' birth and its transformative power, serves as a continual source of hope and inspiration, reminding us of the profound grace and favor we have received. We are highly favored through God's gift of Jesus. We are adopted as God's children. We are offered peace and joy. We are part of God's redemptive plan. We pick up where we left off yesterday. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit. Because of Christmas, God is not distant. He is with us. The Holy Spirit, given to believers after Jesus' resurrection, is a direct result of His birth. This indwelling presence of God empowers, guides, and comforts us daily. The favor of Christmas is not just a distant promise, but a reality that transforms our hearts and minds. The Holy Spirit works within us to make us more like Christ, allowing us to live out God's favor in tangible ways. We have the promise of eternal life. Christmas points to Easter, when Jesus' ultimate mission is fulfilled. His birth sets the stage for His death and resurrection, which conquers sin and death forever. In this, we find the greatest favor of all, the promise of eternal life with God. Because of Christmas, we live with the assurance that our lives are secure in Christ. Romans 8, verses 38 to 39 declares, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." We are invited into relationship with God. Before Jesus, access to God was mediated through priests and sacrifices. Because of Christmas, we can approach God directly. Hebrews 4 verse 16 encourages us, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Our relationship with God gives us a sense of identity and purpose. We are not just highly favored for our own benefit, but to live lives that glorify Him and bless others. While Mary is the most explicitly described as highly favored in the Christmas story, the broader narrative reveals that God's favor extends to many individuals, each chosen for a unique role in His redemptive plan. From the humble shepherds to the devout Simeon and Anna, God's favor transcends status, age, and circumstance, reflecting His grace and love for all humanity. But this is not just a historical narrative. The favor of Christmas is ongoing. Christmas is a reminder that we, you and me in our day, are highly favored, not because of anything we have done, but because of who God is and His immense love for us. Through the birth of Jesus, we receive salvation, adoption, peace, joy, and purpose. This favor is a gift of grace, freely given to all who believe. Tomorrow will be the first day of a new year. The world is still spinning, though perhaps with a different rhythm than we once knew. Challenges abound, setbacks loom, and uncertainty hangs in the air like a persistent fog. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of fear and doubt, to question our place in the grand scheme of things. But what if, amidst the chaos, we chose to live as those who are highly favored? Living as one who is highly favored isn't about denying the existence of challenges or pretending that life is always rosy. It's about choosing to see the world through the lens of God's love and promises, even when things are tough. It's about clinging to the truth that we are blessed, anointed, and deeply loved by the Creator of the universe. The experts predict a world this coming year that is increasingly tech-driven, with both incredible advancements and potential pitfalls. We may face setbacks in our careers, relationships, or personal goals. The temptation will be to succumb to fear and doubt, to allow uncertainty to paralyze us. But we are called to be overcomers, to rise above the challenges and live victoriously. Setbacks are inevitable. They are not a sign that we are not favored, but rather opportunities for growth and refinement. Just as Jesus, our Savior, faced rejection, persecution, and ultimately death on the cross, we too may experience trials and tribulations. But even in those moments, we can find comfort in knowing that God is with us, working all things together for our good. Fear and doubt are like weeds that can choke the life out of our faith. They whisper lies about our worthiness, our abilities, and God's faithfulness. But we have been given the power to overcome these negative thoughts. Through prayer, scripture, and fellowship with other believers, we can cultivate a mindset of faith and confidence. The future is always uncertain, but as believers, we have an anchor that holds us steady amidst the storms of life, our faith in God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love never fails, and his promises are true. When we fix our eyes on him, we can walk through uncertainty with courage and hope. Living as one who is highly favored means embracing the fullness of God's blessings in every area of our lives. It means walking in confidence, knowing that we are children of the King. It means stepping out in faith, pursuing our God-given purpose with boldness and passion. In this new year, let us choose to live as those who are highly favored. Let us face the challenges, embrace the setbacks, and overcome fear and doubt with unwavering faith. Let us walk in the fullness of God's blessings, knowing that He is with us every step of the way.
The presents are unwrapped. The feast has come and passed. But the gift of grace remains. Now it's time to make it last. He came to show the way, not just for Christmas Day, the day after the manger is when our work begins. To feed the hungry stranger, to forgive other sins. His love wasn't just for December. Every day we must remember to live now and forever, like Christmas never. His light still remains. In our hearts he made a home. Now we go forth in his name. He came to show the way, not just for Christmas Day. After the manger is when our work begins. To feed the hungry stranger, to forgive other sins. His love wasn't just for December. Every day we must remember to live now and forever, like Christmas never ends.
Father, we thank you for the peace, joy, and hope that come from being in relationship with you. May we enter this new year with hearts that magnify your name and spirits that rejoice in your salvation. Help us to live in ways that glorify you in all we do. We place our trust in your faithfulness and look forward to how you will work in and through us in the year ahead. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.